The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Consider yourself a home dreamer? One who watches the renovation programs on television? Are you just waiting for the right time to build or renovate your dream home? Welcome to Winning the Dream Home Race with Steve Clipp Architect. Steve has spent 3 decades learning how to win at the dream home game. He has insights into the psychology of space that could strengthen your marriage and soothe your soul. He has an understanding of market forces and the methodologies of construction that could save you thousands of dollars, and he could make you a winner. Now, here's Steve Clipp.
Hi, people. Welcome back. Well, today we're going to talk about what I call the ultimate custom home. And only a few homes become ultimate custom homes, and they have a consistency to them and a clarity to the outcome that really stands out, and a strength that just really stands out. And even when you're driving down the street and you see one of these, you notice it, and everyone notices it. The other thing about the ultimate custom home is that almost always, it's a very expensive home. You know, one of the most constrains the design of a house is budget. So if you have a house that doesn't have a budget or has a very, everyone has a budget. I did a house that was $1,000 a square foot. They still had a budget. But if you're not constrained by budget and you can do all of the very nice custom details, that contributes to the consistency of a custom home. And I'll jump right into it. Probably the most famous ultimate custom home is Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water. And Falling Water started out, this is a terrible statement on architects, but Falling Water started out to be a $35,000 home, vacation house, back in the 1930s, when $35,000 was a lot of money. It ended up costing $350,000. So it ended up costing 10 times the budget. And what the owner got for that was, which was Edgar Kaufman, what he got was the most famous house in the United States. So I think if you asked him today or asked his heirs today, they would think it was money well spent. Okay, so we're going to get started on my talk about the ultimate custom home. And one thing I do believe is that, from my viewpoint, an ultimate custom home also has to be a great house to live in. And it has to get better with age. A house that, really is a wow now, and 10 years from now is a white elephant, doesn't work. I want the house that 25 years from now, it's even better than today. And the house is 100 years from now is recognized as a prize. So to get started, I'm going to talk about a house that's on my website, and the Hardy House. And if you want to follow along, you know, put this show on as background and go to my website, which is Stephen Clip Architecture. There's a connection right to it from the Voice America website. And when you get to Stephen Clip Architecture, go to the portfolio page. On the portfolio page, the first house you see is a Hardy House. Go ahead and click on the word Hardy, and that will bring up the house I'm going to talk about. Occasionally, as an architect, you're just asked to dream. And this is a story about one of those wonderful times when I was just asked to dream. The owners, the Hardys, Malcolm and Eileen, bought a beautiful wide lot on top of the hill in a gated community in Chapel Hill. It was actually the crest of the hill, so everybody else was downhill from them. And it had 180 degrees of frontage, of road frontage. So a great opportunity to present a house to the road and to the community. The Hardys are an English couple. And after World War II, they moved to the U.S. and actually to Kansas City and to continue. He's an anesthesiologist, and that's where they lived for 50 years and until actually they were almost 80 years old. They decided, and I don't know why, that they wanted to retire in Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill is a beautiful town. Of course, I live here. But it's a beautiful town to retire. It has green hills, great four-season weather, and there are three major universities right here, UNC Chapel Hill, Duke, and NC State. So there's lots of intellectual activity going on. And a lot of people, you know, this is a beautiful place to retire, and they did from Kansas City, decided to move here. But they put it off until they were almost 80 because Malcolm was still working. And in fact, the whole time they were designing this house and it was under construction, Malcolm continued to work, and they actually only saw the house under construction about three times. When they met me and they saw another ultimate house that hopefully, if I have time, the other one I'm going to speak of, and they decided that I would design their home based upon their house. And their talk to me, their needs and their wants were simple. Just the two of them, near 80 years old, with seven kids scattered around the country who would come for with their families for occasional visits, but primarily the two of them. And Malcolm, who, as I said, is still working, hadn't really thought in any specific way about the house that he wanted. That was Eileen's job. That was Eileen's role. And Eileen wanted a simple cottage for a couple. They had had a traditional family home. Now they wanted a simple cottage for two. And she talked about the cottages of their English countryside upbringing. You know, they talked about they were in Kansas City. She liked the feeling of the prairie-style homes. The whole Midwest is natural for the prairie style. The prairie style is really kind of Midwest country with a added layer of sophistication on top of it. And so from Kansas City, she saw these and she really liked them with their horizontal lines, their elongated roofs, and their strong stone accents. So that was it. That was all the direction I was given. And on top of that, a vote of confidence. Meaning, they just looked at me and said, I know you'll design a great home for us. Now, a home can start out with a great concept. Well, all of my custom homes start out with a concept. If you can start out with a great concept, and if you preserve that concept, it becomes a great home. Quite often, during the course of the design and the construction, the concept gets muddled. And it's kind of like taking a test. You know, when they talk to you about how you take the SAT test, they say that your first answer is almost always the correct one. If you keep changing, well, the same thing adheres to your concept. Your first answer, your first concept is almost always the correct one. And every time you go back and you mess with pieces of it, you weaken the concept. The ultimate house has a very strong concept that is preserved. On this house, the Hardy house that you're looking at on my website, the concept was Frank Lloyd Wright, the founder of the Prairie Style, meets the English country home. Okay, the concept is Frank Lloyd Wright meets the English country cottage. Now, I've read a lot of English country house mysteries. I really enjoy them. And they usually occur in these grand country homes. Talking to the Hardys, talking to Eileen, I love the vision of having of the main sitting room in these grand country manors. Typically, it's a very long, low-ceilinged room with a couple of different seating areas. It's typically understated, relaxed. This is a country house. Very comfortable and utterly elegant. Growing up, a friend of mine, well, so that was what was fixed in my mind, was my image of this country house living room. And growing up, a friend of mine was one of the Guggenheim family who built the Guggenheim Museum in New York with Frank Lloyd Wright. Their mansion in Cincinnati had this room. It was huge. It was about 50 feet long and had three different sitting areas in it and three fireplaces. Just beautiful. So that was the image of my mind and, you know, that I started with. And I created a plan. In the plan, that room is at least is the core of the house. If you imagine, oh, that is the house. Is this one long, low English country sitting room. From there, I get the image of a center and the points of a star. So onto that, on the southwest corner, I put a kitchen sitting room. On the northeast corner, the master bedroom suite. Southeast corner, a true gentleman's library. A true gentleman's library. And a guest suite on the northeast. If you follow feng shui, this also kind of matches the feng shui of the house. Still, a simple cottage with every element connected to each other for an ease of communication and a romantic life. When we come back from break, I'll get more into it. But Eileen asked for a simple cottage for two people, and this is what we delivered. Only, and still small, 3,000 square feet in this core of the house. And everything in touch. The first show I did was called Romancing the Home. Well, this house is romantic, and it allows a couple to be close together and to feel connected wherever they are in this cottage. When we come back from break, I'll tell you how we made an ultimate home.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Each week, Jimmy Gould brings you the stories and the people that you want to hear about. Tune in to A Current Life to hear about the journey to success, how our guests became the people they are today, and the highs and lows they experienced along the way. Each hour will leave you inspired and entertained as Jimmy gets up close and personal with every week's guest and shares ideas you can identify with and apply to your own life. A Current Life with Jimmy Gould airs Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipark@yahoo.com. That's CLIPPARCH at yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
So the cool thing about this house is, in spite of being a really expensive house and really elegant and just stand out in a community of very expensive homes, is that it is still a simple cottage that is very easy and very enjoyable for a couple in their 80s to live in. A really expensive, really nice house that's also very easy and enjoyable to live in. That's a real hat trick. Okay. How do you make an ultimate house? Well, overlaying the simple cottage is the prairie style. The prairie style came out of the U.S. Midwest. Chicago, where Frank Lloyd Wright got his start, Wisconsin, Kansas, right through that area of the Midwest Plains. If you think of that area and these structures, The concept is long, low structures to stretch out over the long open plains. The spaces stretch right out from the house and into the landscape, and there really isn't a separation between the inside and the outside. They just, one flows into the other. This is, it's, well, the style is characterized by horizontal lines, by long, low roofs that reach far beyond the house below them and really emphasize the idea of the roof. Often, also, there are very strong, oversized stone walls that seem to, and these walls seem to grow out of the earth and to stay a part of the earth, grounding the home. So you've got almost these flying roofs and these massive grounding stone walls. Frank Lloyd Wright designed two masterworks of the prairie style. I've mentioned it at the start of this talk. Falling Water in Pennsylvania is probably the greatest house in America. And I'm sure if you know of any house, you know of Falling Water. And it's horizontal roof planes juxtaposed with these massive perpendicular stone walls that just seem to grow out of the creek side because it straddles a creek. And that's the Falling Water that grow out of this creek in juxtaposition to the long horizontal roof lines. The other house that Frank Lloyd Wright is famous for, and probably his quintessential prairie-style home, is the Robie House in Chicago. The Robie House is now owned by the University of Chicago, and it's everything I just talked about. Well, in doing the Hardy House here in Chapel Hill, I loosely used the Robie House as my inspiration. And I overlaid its concept on my English country cottage. So it's Frank Lloyd Wright meets the English country cottage. Frank Lloyd Wright's inspiration for the Robie House were the ships on Lake Michigan, right nearby. And the concept of the house was a ship with the triangular prow reaching for the lake. In the Hardy House, I used two ships' prows reaching for the conceptual lake, and also very dramatic elements. The library, if you're looking on my website, now, the first couple of pictures, if you go to the second picture on my website of the Hardy House, you'll start to see it. The front piece that you see on the left is the library. And the end of that is a triangular bay, like a ship's prow, reaching out. And then behind that is the master bedroom suite. Again, a second ship's prow reaching out. Oh, let's see. Okay. The ultimate custom home is distinguished by having unique classical or unique characteristic elements. And these elements make the ultimate custom home memorable to everyone who sees it and allow it to stand above the normal, very expensive house. So you go through a neighborhood like Governor's Club here in Chapel Hill. You go through a neighborhood of very expensive houses. A lot of them look alike. And a lot of them look great, but they don't stand out. The ultimate custom home stands out because of unique characteristic elements that are stronger than the homes around them. For the Hardy House, I selected the prairie elements. The long, low roof line, which, as you're looking at that picture, they extend as much as 7 feet beyond the house below and seem to cantilever out from it. Added to that are battered stone columns, which appear to grow out of the ground and to kind of lean inward as they reach up to the sky. That battering or leaning inward of the stone is a natural symbol of or expression of strength. If you were building, you know, a stone wall, if you were building something for ultimate strength, it does slightly lean inward so that the gravity pushes it down to the ground instead of pushing it out to the sides. And some of these, and you can see them on the two prows at the left side of the house, some of these very strong battered stone columns are actually fireplaces. The fireplace evokes the strength of the earth of the stone column combined with the energy of fire. So I'm getting very philosophical, but that's what an ultimate custom home is. Over and above being a great place to live, it is a great conceptual home. Now, remember, this is still a cottage. And one of the things that makes it feel really good on the outside are the exaggerated elements of home. The big, and so I'm just switching gears and now talking about a second concept, which is home and how to exaggerate the elements of home. The big protected roof that just kind of is a hat over top of the house and protects it from the elements. The articulated fireplaces. If you look at the third picture, or the fourth picture, it is, I'm getting ahead of myself. The third picture, it is the very strong articulated oversized front door. And in the fourth picture, you can just see the whole kitchen sitting room is a very oversized bay window. So here you have four elemental aspects of home, each one of them kind of oversized and overemphasized. And that too contributes to the ultimate home, and that contributes to one that 100 years from now still says this is an incredible house. When we come back, we'll look at actually start looking at these pictures and talking more about the home. So please, when we come back from the break, go to my website and bring up the Hardy House and let's take a look at pictures.
Ask the experts. Call toll free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Conservation starts with us. Learn about environmental concerns each week when you tune in to Our Wild World with host Ellie Weiss. Our show centers on Africa each week and what's being done to save our wildlife, ecology, and ourselves. However, we'll also discuss what's going on closer to home. And most importantly, we'll let you know what can be done in our own backyards by featuring guest experts and featuring your questions and answers. Listen every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Are you a homeowner who's trying to save on energy bills and go green at the same time? Tune into Energy Saving in the Home, brought to you by 521 Compressor Saver and Home Energy Consultants, with hosts Gary Parr and Dennis Seltzer. They have saved homeowners just like you as much as 65% on energy bills through energy efficiency practices. You'll learn about conservation, products, and services to reduce energy consumption and save you money. Be sure to listen to Energy Saving in the Home, live every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Voice America Network proudly presents The Catherine Zox Show for women, men, children, and families. Catherine magically combines her compassion, experience, and talent to bring listeners a show that's upbeat, informative, and yes, a little sassy. Tune in every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, to The Catherine Zox Show on the Voice America Channel.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipark@yahoo.com. That's C-L-I-P-P-A-R-C-H at yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
Okay, before we go into the house, let's talk about the exterior for just a little longer. If you go to the fourth picture in the Hardy series, the Hardy House series, you'll see a stone porch. And what's really neat is we preserved the native. There were a lot of very big native boulders on the lot, and we preserved those and actually kind of left them to work in this porch or patio, all stone, seems to just kind of fit in and naturally kind of grow from the native boulders of the site. Some of them were so big that they were bigger than cars, and we managed to actually push them and shape the lot a bit to more enhance the house while keeping these very strong boulders. This pergola, what's neat is over top of the stone patio is a wood pergola. And that's an element that I somewhat borrowed from the California architects, Green and Green. Green and Green were terrific designers in wood and stone, mostly in wood, in California, Pasadena, back in the early 1900s. And just one of the more incredible houses in the country also is the Gamble House by Green and Green in Pasadena. That's of Procter & Gamble family. So you've got this outside terrace covered with pergola that is an incredible place to sit and enjoy the sunsets as you look down the mountainside. Going on to the fifth picture, I talked about the two very strong stone prows on the left side of the house, the library, and behind it, the master bedroom suite. On the right side of the house, we have the mirror image. This is the prow. This is a sunroom. and it is the prow done almost totally in glass. A really neat element in design is to take a design element, make it familiar, and then to mirror it. The mind picks up on the subtle tricks. The mind picks up on these things and appreciates the game. And that's what I did here with this sunroom. There is, by the way, this huge roof over top of it, but there are three skylights on the south side of that roof, so the interior really is flooded with light. Okay, now let's look at the third picture and the sixth picture. Let's stop some of the architectural cycle babble that I've been saying and go on into the house. The front of the house, the entry, is these really strong stone columns and a very nice stone entry porch with a ceiling. If you look at the third picture, then this ceiling of tug and groove cherry boards going to the very strong, these are 8 foot tall custom cherry doors. Now, if you go to the sixth picture, we open the doors and visually move into the house. This is really neat. The stone floor of the entry porch flows right into the house and becomes the foyer of the house. It's an element that I like very much, is to bring that stone into the house. And at the same time, the ceiling of this porch, this beautiful tongue and groove cherry ceiling, flows right into the house. If you're looking at the sixth picture, the doors, the custom cherry doors, are open. All around it is stained glass, cut glass, or beveled glass, side lights, and transom. All of that was custom designed by me. It's in a prairie style, but all custom design. I've talked about the front door is the first thing your guests see when they come to your house, and they stand there and they wait for you to answer. So it is one of the most, probably the most visible thing in your house and most examined. An ultimate house has to have an ultimate front door. And this is. As you go into the house, so this porch just flows right into the house, becomes the foyer. And if you look at the next picture, the seventh picture, you've flown into the house. Again, this is an idea, a concept, is that you don't just open up the house where you can see everything. But rather, if you think of a stream, you put obstructions in the stream and you force people to confront the obstructions and to flow around them. Here, Malcolm Hardy has been a collector for years, decades, of pre-Columbian art and has some great pieces. So we built a custom cabinet in the foyer to display his art collection, and also to act as that boulder in the stream. So you're not opened up to the whole house, but rather you come in and you have to flow around this boulder, which is the custom cabinet of, you know, with just beautiful pieces of pre-Columbian art. And you can see to the side, you start to get a sense of this English country great room that I talked about. Now, in the next picture, you can go to the next picture or even the next picture. That's best. I also wanted to, I really like homes to be open. So here you have a 50-foot long room that has three different sitting areas in it. You've got the very strong stone fireplace. You have a central sitting area, which actually is the piano. And then right behind the display cabinet in the foyer, you have a library. So one thing Malcolm told me is he's got several thousand books that he wants to display. So this is his public library. We'll get to his private library in a minute. And what I wanted to do, this is a long, low English great room. I also wanted it flooded with light. So the core of the house, the spine, is a 60-foot long walkway open to the room at either end with a window. So you look 60 feet through the house and then released out glass. There are skylights spaced all along this spine that flood the interior of the house with light. Not only is it long, low, coolly elegant, but it's also light-filled. As you continue to look around that room, I'm about the eighth picture. I'm looking back towards the foyer, and you can see the library, the open library, and then beyond it, beside the foyer, the dining room. So this is one big, massively open space. You can easily have 100 people in here. And yet the scale of elegance is such that two people sitting in here in the evening are comfortable. Or, as I've done, one person sitting on one of the leather chairs in the library area reading. Really neat. Let's see, and I'll get through. Yes, and then you continue to go around and see the dining room. What you can't see in there is the back of the house, the central area with the piano, has another bay window. And this bay window looks out to a back enclosed garden with a three-tiered waterfall. Sitting in the dining room, eating dinner, you look out through this back, lit up three-tiered waterfall, and the whole house flows from the inside to the outside and back to the inside. Again, just a lot of really neat details. The dining room table, I've talked about Nakashima as being the greatest contemporary furniture maker in the United States. Well, that again is a Nakashima table and sideboard. And we custom the sideboard, extended or played with, so it actually wraps the 45-degree corner of the kitchen and looks built into this house. When we come back from break, I'll get to all the side rooms. But in truth, this center room is the house. And in a simple cottage, I've talked about, this is a very expensive home, very elegant home, but it's also a simple cottage. Simple cottages are great places to live for two people. And when we come back, we'll look at the other elements, but that is the simple cottage home that I think we all would like to live in.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
It's all about action.
Touchdown!
Scores.
Taking a look at the NBA tonight.
Highlights.
He's broken loose. He's at the 30.
And headlines.
Big trade in the NFL this afternoon.
When you are looking to talk sports, look no further than the Voice America Sports Network. We bring you some of the biggest names and all the sports news you can handle. Whether it's basketball.
Off the glass.
Football.
Come on. Boom.
Golf. Racing. Or the Olympics. We've got you covered. We'll even cover tailgating. Tune in to the Voice America Sports Network. It's all things sports.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipark@yahoo.com. That's C-L-I-P-P-A-R-C-H at yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
I've talked about the idea of a cottage within a cottage. And this is a cottage for two people. So in addition to the great room, if you go to it's about the 11th picture there, is the kitchen. And this kitchen is a cottage within a cottage. The kitchen itself that you're looking at, the idea is, as Eileen said, I'm 80 years old. I don't want a big kitchen. I want a very efficient kitchen that I don't have, that I can work in well and not have to move around too much. So she has a really efficient kitchen. The work triangle is only 16 feet. And very nice, very easy to work in. Against the outside wall that you can't see is a second workstation. So the kitchen expands when one of her daughters is home to have two workstations that work, you know, very separately. One thing I love to do in kitchens is to introduce light. I've talked about how if there's any place in the house that should have a high ceiling and a lot of light, is the kitchen. So I've got, again, the three skylights, the open kitchen with the island with the stools so that you can sit there and socialize as you cook. I love putting fireplaces in kitchens. In this case, if you look to the kind of the left of the picture, that's a small sitting room. This big oversized bay window is a sitting room. And between that kitchen, the fireplace, and the sitting room, this is a really cozy cottage within a cottage for two people. And I think, you know, brings them together. This is where you live on a day-to-day basis. If you go to the next picture, you can see that fireplace in the kitchen, a little bit of a sitting room, and then beyond it, the sunroom. And the sunroom is, well, a sunroom. Great place. Again, I used a technique of three doors, all three doors opening up, folding back against a wall so that the sunroom can be brought into the kitchen. And this is the beautiful cottage within a cottage. In fact, you could live your whole life here and in the master bedroom. If you continue on to the next picture in that series, see where we are. Okay, the next picture is the master bedroom. This is one of the ship's prows that I talked about, the back one. Again, the central dominant element in the room is the fireplace. If you'll notice, every significant room in this house has a fireplace. And also, every significant room in this house has a bay window. In this case, it's a triangular bay with just a single reading chair in it, plus the bed. Thinking about it, this is an elderly couple, and if one of them is sick, confined to the bedroom, you want a really, really pleasant bedroom. And again, light-filled as well as cozy. Then the next picture after that actually is the master bath. And here I got a little more contemporary, introducing a curved glass block wall to shelter the toilet on the front part, and behind it an open shower that doesn't even require, you know, a door. The bath is not overly big, and very probably the elegance comes from the symmetry and the balance and the calmness of the bath. The door you see at the rear, this is a very nice house. So that goes out to an indoor wave action swimming pool. And just, well, this is a very, very nice house in so many ways. The next picture is the gentleman's library. Again, we talked about our just a little slice of it, and you can start to get the feel. Again, it's dominated by the fireplace and by a bay window. In this case, again, a bay window filled with bookcases and a single chair for reading. There's also a comfortable couch for relaxing. And this one is darker, more cool. It is the Green Gentleman's Library. Behind the house, as we jump back, you've got another back porch. You've got this really elegant courtyard in back with a three-tiered water feature. You can start to see just the edge of the pool. And here we used five doors to all fold back so that 9 months out of the year, this pool is open to the outdoor courtyard. And only in the dead of winter do we have to close the doors and shut it in. I've talked about the ultimate house and how this is an ultimate house. Every detail in this house is custom. All of the doors were custom made for the house in cherry. All of the trim work, custom made in cherry. Everything was done just as nice as we could do it and as consistent in character. The amazing thing about this house, and without speaking out of turn, but it was finished about 10 years ago, and right after it was finished, we brought the realtors in from Governor's Club to show it off. And I asked their opinion at that time of what the house would sell for. Not that it was on the market at all, but what it would sell for. This is 2002, so the market hadn't really heated up. In fact, it was a fairly down market. Consistently, the six realtors, their opinion was it would sell for 25% more than everything we had in the house. And that's another thing of the ultimate house. If you do everything right, you've got a great investment. And thank you, and I see you again next week. Bye.
Thanks again for listening to Winning the Dream Home Race. Please join your host, Steve Klipp, again next Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. We'll help you come one step closer to building or renovating your dream home.